So we've learned so far that everything that comes upon us is a shlichus from Hashem, that we are shlichim of Hashem. Everything that comes to us is uniquely ours. And we also understand that everything that comes into our hands is only a pekodim. Correct? That was the hemshech of what we got up to, right? When we get into problems with the sheli, right? When your son's not doing properly, it's because I yell at sheli. That's what we were busy with, right? Did we get into this case of the child that drowned? Is that what we were busy with, yeah? Huh? Then we started. We didn't tie it together, right? Okay, let's start from here. Reish ein beit kippel, and if we mean it kvaya, zeh roi li pu mashay si meb reishis. Min akudas ashkofa zu, anu mitkadmim, le nakuda amukri yoyse. From what we've learned up to now, let's go one step deeper. Lifnei mispah shanim nizdan li lefgoish bezug hoirim asher yishich le es bono mapuet. So what happened was, let's just cut out where we did this, is a couple came to him that the child had drowned in the pool of the gate they left open, and they were walking around with a deep sense of having killed their child, out of possible pure negligence. So he said that Choshuv ledat shetchusha zu eine eledaz balabatim. Hashkofas ha-teire b'yachas l'mikre zeh muveres b'gemor m'sechta Shabbos. The correct hashkofa that one should have in this situation is the Gemara in Shabbos, the Flamed Beis Amad Aleph. Tani de Bei Rebbe Yishmoel, ki yipul hanoifel mimenu. Reize lipul misheshit my breshi, sir, I lo nofel, for a cause of koru noifel, ele shemagal din schus al yedai zakai, vachoyva al yedai chayev. Yeah, it's talking about somebody killed somebody unintentionally, right? What's the case there? It's a makas dika case. No, he's climbing up the ladder and he falls on the guy and he kills him or whatever. So it says that guy was going to be fallen upon from Zanishim Eich Bracious. The guy that fell on him didn't kill him. This guy was going to be fallen upon no matter what. So how come he was the one that happened to fall upon him? It was the whole story that he was Chayiv Miserele and he didn't get it. Whatever, the whole story there about how this guy that was supposed to die was Chayiv Miser and he never got Miser. And the guy that was climbing up the ladder that fell on him was also Machayev, Misa, whatever. So the Hashem arranged for him to be there, to fall on him, so that he would have to go to the Aramiklat and he would actually die. The first guy that got fallen upon was Chayev Misa, but they couldn't nail him because they wouldn't aid him or whatever. And the guy that was climbing up the ladder was Chayev to going to Golos or whatever. So Hashem arranged for the guy who was Chayev to go to Golos, to fall on the guy, it was Chayev Misa. That's the vote of Megalgadin Schusel and Ezokav, Achoyev and Echayev. Somebody who has a merit, Hashem brings a merit upon him, and somebody is anyway chayev, so Hashem will bring the chiyuv on somebody who's already chayev. So in the account, shekasha Torah mechayev esetan elivnois ma'aka, we learn from here where the Torah obligates us to build a fence around something that's dangerous. Mechasha Hashem yipul adam min agag, the Torah says you have to build a ma'aka on the gag, you have to pull the railing on the roof, somebody might fall off the roof. Ainan kavan Hashem chatz v'chelila, the kavan is not that he's chatz, im chatz v'chelila, we were negligent in makayming the mitzvah of putting up a barrier. You're not the one that killed the guy that fell off the roof. That guy was going to fall off the roof one way or another. You could have built a brick wall there, the guy would have fallen off. Yeah? But as the Rashi explains that this gzeira of him falling off the roof was already Mishesh to my Brashis, whatever that means. And therefore, the guy that didn't build a mica didn't kill him. Obviously, the guy that didn't build a mica is Chayiv, he didn't build a mica, and he's Chayiv for that. The same as if somebody is drowning in the river. Someone's drowning in the river. Torah says, you have to jump in and save him. Now, if this guy's going to drown, he's going to drown. There's nothing you can do to save him. Yeah? And what happens if he was going to drown even if you jumped in to save him? Yeah? You knew, you could see the future, and you knew that no matter what you did, this guy was going to drown. So you didn't jump in to save him. So you're a murderer, because you didn't jump in to save him. Ah, but you could never have saved him. Yeah, but you've still got to jump in and do what you have to do. But you can't attribute this guy's death to your not jumping in and saving him, because he was going to drown one way or another. Now, so why do you have to jump in and save him? Because the Torah says, those parallel lines again, that parallel lines, can they touch each other? Shmuel, parallel lines, they can touch each other? No, not even in where you guys come from. Okay. Okay. How long is the flight from Bulgaria to you?
1 hour 45 minutes.
Ah, Mama's close, I didn't realize. Ah, it's right here. Okay, fine. So, no. So even there, parallel lines can't touch each other. In Torah, parallel lines cannot touch each other. The one line is, this guy was going to die no matter what you did, okay? The other one is, if you don't jump in to save him, it's as if you killed him. But obviously, it's not as if you killed him, mate. You know, you didn't kill him, you didn't do what you're supposed to do. So same as the Micah. You're responsible for not having built a Micah, and you're going to be chayef for a mitzvah asay that you're mevatel. But this guy was going to die either way. There's nothing you could do to have stopped it. The Yotze Mikach. This guy had to leave the world at this time and at this exact moment. And dafka by falling off the roof. It was also known that Pliny wasn't going to build the Micah. Why did Hashem choose him not to build a mic? Many people build a mic. Why does his lack of a mic did Hashem choose him to fall off that roof? Because Hashem knows that this guy who didn't build a mic, his life is not what Hashem wants it to be. So brings this awesome, this tragedy to his doorstep. Not because he didn't build the Micah, but because there were reasons before that Hashem was going not to him build the Micah. Yeah? He was chayv other things. So hard to get to understand this. V'azai kol o sha'enu shav v'tshuva alei shlashnu su v'bnias ha-Micah nechshav adova ki'ilu ha-goyrim es misose. As long as he doesn't do tshuva for not having built the Micah, then it is considered as if he was responsible. Ach, v'im zoiz kashehu shav v'tshuva shleima v'emes. However, once he's choyze b'tshuva, the emes, that's the guy with the taxi. If he does tshuva for not building the Micah, umatakan es hashayivus, and he fixes up what he did wrong, nech shavadav shaluhu zeh shayivus hanoyful. It's considered like he never did anything wrong. He did tshuva. Ela shayroya ya adam shazeh yamus b'sheish my gracious. This guy was destined to die from chasing the migrations. Okay, it's a complicated studio. We have to continue. I'm sorry, what's that to stop? I have to leave.